Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Kara Crane, the Communications Manager for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, here to talk about some of the, goodness, many things that are happening on the calendar for STA this month. Kara, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Erin. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, so we have, STA always has things going on. We've got reoccurring events that are some of them weekly, some of them monthly, and we also have some special kind of one-time-only flashing lights events happening. So why don't we start with what are some of the things that are just special to this month? What are some things that folks should be marking on their calendars?
Yeah, absolutely. So first up, we have the Spring Equinox Celebration. That is going to be March 13th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Science Center Mill Building. Everybody is welcome, tribal citizens, family, community, friends. There will be light refreshments and a cold dip in sauna if you're feeling bold.
Ooh, yeah, that definitely, this, I'm glad you ended with sauna available too.
Yes.
Right now it would be cold dip into a snowbank is, oof.
It's a little rough. It's a little tough.
For the bold only. So awesome. That's coming up for Spring Equinox, March 13th. Excellent.
Yeah. We also, we have a monthly genealogy group that that meets, but they're doing a sort of special edition of the genealogy group that they're calling Song, Dance, and DNA this month. Ooh. That will be March 12th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Tribal Headquarters, that 204 Saganaka Way. We're going to, again, monthly, but, you know, this is to learn more about families' genealogies, learn a little bit more about your history and connection with Tlingit families and culture. We do encourage people to bring a laptop or a tablet or something with which they can research. Using your phone works, but it is a little bit harder.
Yeah, bigger screen is handy if you have one to use.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there anything that people maybe would recommend it to have, you know, information that they have to bring with to get started?
You know, all you really need is just to get started is like the names of your family members. You know, you bring as much information as you have, and then there are staff members there that are ready to help you dive deeper.
Excellent. And you said this kind of little workshop genealogy event came from interest from citizens trying to learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. We heard that people were interested in delving deeper into their family history. And we thought, well, we have an archivist who does amazing work, and we have a lot of like history that we can explore and dive into, even like photos.
That's cool.
Yeah, we have like both a physical and an online archive that we're working really hard to put names to faces. And it can be really, really cool to go, oh, I know this person. Like I am family members with this person that I'm looking at a picture of them in like a dance or something like that. So, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. And then also helpful for the archivist too, to actually like, oh, wait, that photo, like, That is my, you know, great grandfather or something.
Yes.
Like mutually beneficial.
Absolutely.
So everyone can learn a bit more. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So that's March 12th is the genealogy workshop over at STA headquarters.
Yes.
What else we have coming up this month?
Our last sort of like one time only event for this month is we will be having a fish distribution on March 26th at the cold storage facility on Catlian Street, 611 Catlian Street. This is going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but it's a while supplies last situation. Mm. So certainly if you can get there a little bit earlier, that is helpful. And we are also giving an opportunity for citizens to update their enrollment information, address, email, all that stuff. So do recommend that you bring your tribal ID to see if it needs updated as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And these are all for all of these three events. I don't want to say all of them are workshops for tribal citizens and their families.
Yes. So the fish distribution is for tribal citizens and families. The Spring Equinox Celebration, that is open to the community.
Okay.
All community friends are welcome and encouraged to attend and say hi.
Excellent.
And cold dip.
Yeah. For the few and the brave, or the many and the brave. Well, I guess
Who's to say?
See.
Yeah.
I think it'll may depend on, is it actively snowing that
right,
day? That
right.
That might indicate participation in that event. So that is the special events just happening this month here in March. But it's been great seeing on the community calendar that I get to read every morning that there's been always something happening for reoccurring events. One of them I love seeing every Tuesday is song and dance lessons happening at the Nakahiti. So for more than just it happens on a Tuesday, what's like a little, maybe a little peek into what goes on during those events?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's led by a couple of our staff members, Lillian and Mary, who are really accomplished dancers in their own right. And you kind of can learn from the ground up. You don't need to have any dance experience. It's also completely open to the community. You don't need to be a tribal citizen or affiliated with the tribe in any way. We just wanted to open up this opportunity for people to learn about Tlingit culture and dance and song and, you know, maybe develop like a new skill. Learning how to dance can be really, really awesome for all ages. So everyone is welcome. If you are a child under 18, you must come with a participating adult.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, elders are encouraged to attend, everybody.
Yeah. Excellent. And yeah, what a great opportunity too, as well. Just, it's always great to be in a space. And I, at least for me, I like hearing those songs and, and just know that it's so cool to see and hear that these are songs and dances that have been here for so, so long. It's great to like, feel like, oh, I'm part of the, that continuation of it.
Yeah. And one thing that I really appreciate about these classes on Tuesdays, often they will talk about the song itself, who wrote it, composed it, a little bit of the history. And that really, I think, creates a good connection with the song. And for me, it helps me dance a little bit better if I know what is being said and what's going on. So, yeah, everyone is welcome to attend. And that's Tuesdays, 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti.
Awesome. And then another thing that happens just once monthly is Elder Coffee Time. And that's usually just happens through the winter months to get people out and about.
Yes. Yeah. This month is going to be March 11th from 11 to 1:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. This is open to everybody in the community. We welcome any and all elders. I have heard that this month there will be karaoke, which is very exciting. And we often will partner with a community organization for bringing, you know, information and tips, tricks, health, sometimes even health screenings to these things. This month, the Resource Protection Department at SDA is going to be making the meal for us. And yeah, some really delightful karaoke is happening. I'm excited to go.
That'll be fun to see this. Yeah, see who's what selections will be had for karaoke. You know that there's some sleeper talent out there.
Oh, there has to be.
I'm really hoping you have like some like underground like quartet or like, you know, trio that's like, oh yes, every Thursday we actually get together and sing, and they're going to come out of nowhere and just everyone's socks off. That's what I'm manifesting.
That would delight me so much.
And I know there's one more thing. We had Rachel Roy in, I believe it was last week, maybe the week prior, about the Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference. And that's, SDA is obviously a big partner in that. Just a reminder for that's coming up. Just to touch on that one more time of who should be interested and for going to that and how people can participate.
Yeah, absolutely. That conference will be March 17th through 19th and will take place predominantly at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Some of the workshops will go out into the field, so to speak. As for who should be interested, I think particularly as we live in a town that is affected by tourism, I think anybody who has any interest in sort of like, what are the trends in tourism? What are the ways that we can do tourism in a like respectful way, both for culture and for place, I think should be very interested in attending. And of course, if you would like, you can register for all 3 days. There also are a la carte options. You can just sign up for one day. You can just sign up for one workshop. You can sign up for one keynote speaker that has something that like particularly speaks to your interests. And so I think that, yeah, I recognize it's so broad to say that everybody should be interested, but you know, anybody who feels the effects of tourism and would like to learn a little bit more about how people are working to do tourism in like, again, a respectful and fruitful way should definitely be interested in at least looking at that program at a glance that we have on our website and seeing what piques their interest.
Excellent. And registration for the conference is also on the website.
It is. Yes. Sikatribe.org is our website.
Excellent. And, before we went on air, you also mentioned that for all of these events, in case someone did not have their post-it notes next to the radio, for all of these events, the reoccurring events, the one-time-only special events, all of those are on your website's calendar.
That's right. Yeah. Of course, we send everything to KCAW and the Sentinel as well for your community calendars. But the STA website has a calendar of events that is updated daily. So the freshest information is going to be there. And it's sikatribe.org, and it's just calendar of events. It's pretty quick and easy to find. And if you can't, it has a little search function.
Oh, perfect.
That also not only includes our one-time and recurring events, it includes our committee meetings, tribal council meetings, and those are definitely things we encourage citizens to attend. And if you have things that you would like to speak about, you can get on the agenda for those. So yeah, it kind of has everything in one place.
All right. The business stuff and the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And searchable too. Excellent. Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but Kara Crane, Communications Manager for Sika Tribe of Alaska, thanks for coming in and letting us know all the variety of events happening for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, citizens and community members of Sitka alike. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Erin.